Helen Garner is in the studio, fresh from another yoga session on a Tuesday morning, and not just attending a class, leading it and doing it like only she can do. Hello, Helen. How are you today?
Morning, Mac.
Fresh Tuesday morning.
Definitely fresh.
Was it a good class?
It was a good class. The jersey eventually came off.
And more mellow than a few weeks back when you were able to vent your frustrations at traffic jams by putting your class through their paces.
No, definitely a lot more mellow than that.
That's cool, man. So here we are, end of another month. We're already now rapidly on the downward slide towards the end of 2022.
Sure.
I mean, just trying to get the read on the room and sort of people's energies. It's back to school and hard at work. And it seems like we're approaching a kind of there seems to be a point in the year where people, if you're going to crash and burn, there is like a burnout point. When would that be in your
when would that be? Generally, I find it's like hitting the end of the year, like November, like the last push where you like no family's coming in December.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get the kids finished with their school. I think burnout hits like around October, November.
Yeah, I would say it's about right. That sort of tracks with the way I'm feeling. But we've got a little
bit
of time before we get there.
Yeah.
But you might be feeling already.
Spring coming. I'm so excited for spring.
Yeah, and it's sort of in the air, even though it's sort of nippy. It seems like, you know, we've had a bit of rain now. Things are looking a little greener. We'll take it when spring arrives. I think we're ready for what springs. But let's see what's springing today on our little Mindful Moment show. We've been doing a bit of a book club thing, which is pretty cool. I feel a bit like Oprah.
It's Reese. Reese has a book club now.
Oh, it's Reese Witherspoon's got the book club. She's taken over that mantle. Hey, very, very cool. Very trendy.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's cool to have a book club. We should just, you know, start one. look, you've got someone on the cards today. She's definitely got Oprah's stamp of approval. I think Reese is also featured her.
Reese is a fan.
And she's definitely having a moment. She's been having a moment for a while now since her kind of she broke the internet with a wasn't YouTube.
It was a TED talk.
Just lifted the lid on this whole area of courage and vulnerability and shame. And this is a space that she really likes to dig deep into. I'm talking about Brené Brown.
Love.
You might, if you just saw her name, you might think it's, how do you pronounce that? Brené Brown. And what was the moment that put it on the radar for you, Helen? Was it that TED Talk?
Yes, it was the TED Talk on the power of vulnerability. And it was just this amazing, because she was someone that I would have liked to be friends with. You know, she's real.
Yeah.
And she was self-deprecating, and she was, yeah, she didn't like everyone. I think, you know, when we pretend to be perfect, it's disconcerting when someone's perfect all the time.
You want someone that you can see yourself in a sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, you could have a cup of tea and maybe in your socks because it's cold, you know, and just be real with them. And I think that's why she's had such great appeal to everyone.
And it's a topic that until she really kind of put it in the spotlight, I don't think it was part of the popular conversation. And I mean, certainly there's lots of books on leadership and inspiring stuff. But looking at these kind of two sides of the same coin, what it takes to be courageous and brave, but also you can't have the one without this aspect of vulnerability, right?
Yes.
You can't be brave without having fear that you have to overcome to get there, and to sort of acknowledge that and live with that. I don't know. I haven't read the book. What is the book that really comes to mind when you think Brené Brown?
I've got Daring Greatly. I absolutely love the Daring Greatly book because it's about having the courage to try. And so when we have the courage to try, we have the courage to potentially fail. And that's vulnerability. And, you know, she says something as well, like she stopped worrying about what people were saying in the stands. If you're in the ring, you are there. And all these kind of little snippets are really, really, they're like nuggets where you think, why am I listening to the critics when I wouldn't ask their advice?
Profound stuff.
Yeah.
But stuff that you kind of need to...
You need to kind of think about and think, you're right, why am I listening to the jeers of the crowd. You know, they're not in the ring doing, you know, they're not daring greatly. They're not trying.
But, and it doesn't matter who you are, on what level you're playing. If you're daring greatly, if you're putting yourself out there, it comes with the territory. There is going to be, you know, haters going to hate. It's always going
to
be there.
And you're going to fail. So I think they also say that that's how they assess fearlessness. That's how they assess it, by how vulnerable you can be. Because how, you know, unless if you're just this barricade, you can't access there. You can't assess anything.
Sure. Wow. So think about in your own personal life, how are you daring greatly at the moment? What hopes and dreams are you striving towards? And what are the potential pitfalls or downsides? What does failure look like in that sense?
Have the courage to really be clear on what your pitfalls are. I mean, that's the thing. It's about digging in and sort of saying I have this issue and I have that issue. It's about having the courage to do that, to dig deep.
Yeah, and there's this kind of related thing that's been trending. It's a practice called fear setting. You know, people have goal setting, that's cool, but this idea of fear setting, where you actually acknowledge, okay, there is this gnawing sense of anxiety and fear I have around this thing. Let's actually like map it out and let's like look at okay, worst case scenario. What is the worst possible outcome here if this doesn't work out? If I take the risk and it doesn't go where I need it to go, how bad could it really go? Like worst case, okay, and then if it doesn't go all the way bad, what's the sort of not so dramatic but still a kind of a fail outcome? And look at it and say, okay, even if it went as bad as it could go, could I come back from that? Mm. How could...
And we can come back from anything except death.
There you go.
Yeah.
Some people, if you depending on what you read online, some people can even come back from that. So, I mean, there's... but this idea of having the courage to dare greatly.
Mm. And that's to be seen. To be seen. It's that. It's like we have these masks that we keep because we are so frightened of being judged or criticized. And again, don't worry about the people in the stands shouting. It's about having the courage to be who you are and to be seen.
Boom. The book is Daring Greatly. Brené Brown.
It's a great book. And also, if you can, listen to the TED Talk. I mean, you're just going to fall in love with this woman. She's amazing.
And it's free. You can Google it right now. Find the TED Talk. And she's got so much going on with her. Yeah. She's got Netflix specials. She's got podcasts.
There's loads on YouTube. There's actually, my kids, there's a 60-second thing where my kids are, we watch that quite frequently, where she says, don't surround yourselves with candle blower outers. where, you know, with people who, if you do something great and they kind of go, oh, well, you know, I did that last week or something, like a candle blower outer.
Yeah.
Like you want friends who cheer you on and shine, let your light shine. And, you know, and she just speaks stuff that you go, of course, of course.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I like that word, candle blower outer.
Candle blower. So I literally say to my kids, you're being a candle blower outer. Stop.
That's super cool. Brené Brown, now she gets an official stamp of approval from Helen's Book Club. There you go, Daring Greatly. I was having a chat the other day with, this is a totally different track, but I was chatting to a lady who heads up a place called The Cavern in the Drakensberg, and she said she knows Helen, and she's heard that Helen's on radio, and I'm going to say hi, and I was chatting to her and finding out about all the cool stuff that's on offer up there in the Northern Berg, amphitheater.
Yeah, the Northern Drakensberg and the amphitheater. It is one of the most seriously beautiful places on the planet. It's amazing.
And you make a point of heading out there on a regular basis, hey?
Yeah. So I'm teaching retreats up there regularly.
And what is it about that change of scenery, heading up into the mountains? What do you find is so valuable about totally just getting away from wherever we're staying, whether it's the coast or the city, heading out to the Berg and being in that environment?
I feel there's healing there. I feel there's an energy, and you are in nature. Like, you've got no excuse. You're out there in the mountains. You are completely free. You literally breathe differently up there. It's the most, that's why I think it's magical. I think there's an energy. And when you do a weekend, you don't feel like it was a weekend. You feel like it was a complete retreat. Like, and you walk out. And the other thing is, it's a the resort is busy. It's a, there's a lot of people, but you never see them.
And the magic continues.
The magic continues. No, but it's like people go fishing and they play croquet or they play tennis or they go for walks or they go for horse rides or they go to the pool. But there's so much to do and there's so much space there. I think that's it, Mike. I think that's the word. There's space.
In more ways than one.
Yes. And there's just space to be whoever you want to be in that moment. And it's a gift because we don't have the space here.
And you see, we were talking about sort of how we're racing towards, you know, that time of the year where, yeah, where people crash and burn, and burnout is a real thing. But if you can sort of do a bit of preventative maintenance.
Absolutely. Well, that's what it is. Hey,
get away before you crash and burn. Yeah. This is the thing. So when is
if
your next?
If you don't take the time, your body will find the time. You know, it'll make the time.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't actually set these times for ourselves to just reset and relax.
And when is your next your escape?
I've got September and I've got November coming up.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
Can folks put their names down on the list,
yes,
now and get in
absolutely
touch?
Absolutely. You just phone the cavern and you get in touch. And they are the nicest. The staff is, you know, again, your vibe attracts your tribe. They're just the nicest people. They're kind, good, happy. Everyone just wants to be happy and have a good time. So you get, and that whole vibe translates throughout the resort.
This is so cool. You've heard it here. Another endorsement by Helen, the Cavern Resort in the Berg. Give them a Google, cavern.co.za.
Yeah, they've got amazing pictures on their website. It's beautiful.
Drop Helen's name and tell them you're really keen to get on the list for these upcoming retreats and getaways. And we'll see you there in the Berg. I'm now seriously looking at it myself. I think it's definitely the doctor's orders. Do it. You won't regret it. And Helen, in the meantime, until we connect again next week, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be doing a bit of Brené Brown checking out. I'm going to get my hands on a copy of
Get
Daring
the Candle
Greatly.
Blower Outer.
Get the Candle Blower Outer.
So good.
And for those that want to find out more about you and all that you're involved in on the yoga front and otherwise, we can find you on Instagram, right?
Yes, Helen Garner Yoga and Helen Garner Yoga everywhere on Facebook. But I'm more on Instagram.
You heard it here on 88 FM. She's also on the radio on a Tuesday, kind of run about 9:10. Wishing you a terrific Tuesday, Helen. Thanks for bringing in some cool stuff to chew on.
Thanks for having
another
me.
Week. We'll see you next week.
Yay!
You heard it on 88 FM. And keeping things cool and local, shining a light, not blowing out the candle. Here's Matthew Mole.